Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, the heart of the island's community.
Hello, this is Josie Shaw, and I am going to talk to you this time about another one of my favorite comedy shows called Dad's Army, and in particular, Private Frank Pike, played by Ian Lavender. This is about the Home Guard soldiers during the Second World War, written by Jimmy Perry and David Croft. There were 9 series altogether, plus Christmas specials. It was on BBC TV from 1968 to 1977, although most Saturday evenings you will still find a Dad's Army episode being showed on BBC Two. And I have heard that the BBC have an episode always on standby in case something goes wrong with the normal programme. It was called Dad's Army because the platoons were made up of older men that were too old to serve in the main army, navy or air force. But the character Private Frank Pike was only 17 years old. He was too young to be in the army. He was played by the actor Ian Lavender, who was, until recently, the last of all the actors in the show that was still alive but has now sadly passed away too on 2nd February this year, 2024. So here are a list of the characters in the famous sitcom. Arthur Lure as Captain George Mannering. John Lee Mesuer as Sergeant Arthur Wilson. Clive Dunn as Lost Corporal Jack Jones. Arnold Whitley as Private Charlie Godfrey. John Louis as Private Jock Fraser, James Beck as Private Joe Walker, Ian Lavender as Private Frank Pike, and of course, add the others, Bill Pedry as Chief ARP Warden Hodges, Frank Williams as the Vicar, Edward Sinclair as the Verger, and Janet Davis as Mrs. Mavis Pike. All of them making this sitcom the perfect recipe for entertainment. So Pike was the youngest soldier of Captain George Mannering's number 1 West Platoon of Wilmington on Sea Home Guard. He was also very cheeky and can be very stubborn and sulks when he gets into trouble. Because of this, Captain Mannering always calls him stupid boy. He happens to be the son of the bossy and overprotective Mrs. Mavis Pike, who is in a relationship with the sergeant, Arthur Wilson. Pike calls him Uncle Arthur, but there are hints that he could have been his dad. Every time Captain Mannering is leading his platoon and on duty and Pike is involved in this, Mrs. Pike will turn up, always interrupting and taking her son home straight away because to her, Frank is still only a child and she gets too anxious about him being out and about on his own. She makes him wear a scarf with his soldier's uniform so that he can't catch the croup. Incidentally, Ian Lavender was asked to choose his own scarf by the BBC costume department. He chose a scarlet and blue striped one as they are the Aston Villa football team colours that he supported. Now, not only was Mr. Mannering Pike's captain in the Home Guard, but he was also his boss at work too, because the captain was the bank manager where Pike worked as a junior bank clerk at Swallow Bank. And wait for it, Sergeant Wilson worked at the bank as the senior bank clerk too. At one time, in Series 6, Episode 1, The Deadly Attachment, the platoon are guarding some Ketchum German prisoners. They are a U-boat captain and his crew. Pike cheekily jokes singing about Hitler. Whistle while you work, Hitler is a trap. He's our army, so his army, whistle while you work. The German captain is making a list of all their names from when the Germans win the war. He asks for Pike's name, and now one of the most famous lines in the whole of Dad's Army is said when Captain Mannering accidentally said, "Don't tell him, Pike!" So of course now the German knows his name. In 2008, when Ian Lavender was on Celebrity Mastermind TV show, John Humphrey, the quiz master back then, asked him his name as he sat in the big black chair. Then another contestant, the Rockkeeper musician, Rick Wakeman, shouted out the famous word, "Don't tell him, Pike! Can you believe that? How funny!" Finally, when a new set of actors were cast to play all the old characters in Dad's Army, the movie film of 2016, Ian Lavender was given an honorary part as Brigadier Pritchard. Isn't that just brilliant? I hope the young actor playing Pike in the film didn't feel too awkward. Anyway, I hope you enjoyed my little diversion to Dad's Army, but I'll be back to talk about Only Fools and Horses next time. Bye for now.
Your support matters. We operate thanks to the support of local businesses. If you would like to advertise on Vectis Radio, FM 104.6, contact our team today. Marketing at vectisradio.fm.